A minute now for a couple of your thoughts. This week saw President Obama scorned by Democrats like our guest Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont, who felt Obama caved on tax cuts for the rich, and praised by analysts who thought the president had actually convinced Republicans to approve a stealth stimulus package. Well, Doug Youngren of Darien, Illinois, had that idea early on before the late-week analysis. He wrote, "This really is a backdoor stimulus," and added, "I haven't heard much about how much pressure Ben Bernanke's remarks in favor of extending the cuts might have impacted the deal. And if Obama really thinks Bernanke is the right person to run the Fed, he would also be expected to take his positions on the tax issue pretty seriously. I think deficit hawks like Congressman Welch need to get some perspective." But Susan Stetson supported Welch. She writes, "The neoconservatives talked about doing just this, spend so much that the country would be forced to make cuts. Grover Norquist called it feed the beast. The first round of tax cuts, two wars, more tax cuts, even when we were in two wars." Congressman Welch was correct when he said the Republicans are just waiting for the opportunity to make cuts to social programs. Why have the Democrats played into this? Well, we also spoke this week with Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine about that newly discovered arsenic-based life form in a lake in California, which I mispronounced. Joanne Michella of the Watsonville Health Center writes, "It's not Mono Lake, it's Mono, named for the Mono Indians, the hardy native folk who lived off the brine shrimp in the lake for generations. And it's one of the most stunning places on Earth, remarkable not only as an important stopping place for migratory birds, but as a great triumph of the environmental movement. Save Mono Lake bumper stickers are about as common in California as AAA markers." And finally, our critic at large, Ed Siegel, is asking for a correction to restore his credibility. In a recent segment, he said his favorite musical was The Sound of Music. He misspoke. Edelweiss is nice. Ed Siegel's favorite musical is South Pacific.
One dream in my heart, one love to be living for.
There, credibility restored. We'd love to hear from you. Just go to hereandnow.org.
This nearly was mine.